Hey everyone, welcome back to Katie's Christian Chat. Today we are going to be talking about doubt, because doubt is something I feel like as Christians we struggle with, but we don't talk about it enough. I feel like doubt needs to be talked about more, so that's what I'm doing today. I'm talking all about doubt. And maybe right now you are really doubting God. Maybe you're going through some trials and you're really, really struggling. And I want you to know that's okay. It's okay to have doubt. It's okay to have questions. The important thing is to talk to God about your doubt and questions. Don't run away from God. Let your doubt bring you closer to God. I'm sure you're wondering, Katie, are you crazy? How can my doubt bring me closer to God? Well, when you have doubt about God, you can let your doubt do one of two things. Number one, you can run away from God. Or two, talk to God about your doubt. And when you're talking to God, be completely open and honest about your doubt. I know lately I have been doubting God because I have been struggling with chronic pain. And I have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia and a rheumatoid disease. Not rheumatoid arthritis, but a rheumatoid disease. And on Friday, I started a new medicine for my rheumatoid disease. And I had a great day, was feeling awesome. And then the next day, I hurt so bad. So I was devastated. I was upset. And it just really hurt, you know, because I had such a good day, you know. And that made me really, I've been really doubting my faith. Because since I was 16, I'll share more about my story. But since I was 16, I've been serving God. And I love to serve God. But even me, as a Christian, who's been a strong Christian 16, currently I'm 21, you know, I still have doubts. And doubts don't make you a bad person or a bad Christian. Having doubts is being human. Everybody has questions. Everybody struggles with things. The important thing is to start reading your Bible and talk to God. Boy, the important thing about doubt is to let it bring you closer rather than running away from God. Because if you do doubt God, He still loves you and He still wants to be close to you. He still is welcoming you with His loving, caring, sweet, kind, encouraging, comforting, helping arms. If you are struggling with doubt, please remember, you are not alone. Even famous people in the Bible have doubted God. Remember Thomas, one of the disciples? Well, here's the story. After Jesus was killed and Jesus rose again, Peter told Thomas that Jesus was alive, but Thomas didn't believe Peter. And this is in John 20, 24 through 25, John 20, 24 through 29. So you can read the whole thing about it in John 20, but I'm just going to be reading a short segment of it. But Thomas, some people called him the twin of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. But Peter, the other disciple, said, "We saw Master." But Thomas replied, "Unless I see the nail holes in his hand and put my fingers in them and stick my hand in his side, I won't believe it." But Thomas, one of the 12, "But unless I see the nails, I won't believe it." 8 days later, the disciples were in the room. This time, Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the locked doors and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he focused his attention to Peter. Take your finger and examine my hand. Take your hand and stick it in my side. Don't be unbelieving. Believe," Jesus said again. So you believe because you've seen with your own eyes. Even bigger blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing. That was John 20, 24 through 29. So Thomas, a hero of the Bible, he did amazing work for Jesus. He struggled with doubt. So you are not alone. This doesn't make you a bad person. It's not some dirty, ugly thing. Just talk to God about it and let God help you with this. And I know in my own life, I have struggled with doubt as well. As I've told you, I've been in chronic pain. But just because of trials, we're going to have trials. Jesus promised us we would. Jesus promised we would have storms and trials. But take heart, I have overcome the world. That was in John 16:30-33. So I just want you all to know that you're doing so good. Like, just my best advice is, if you are doubting, is to talk to God about it. Read your Bible, and then just listen in silence for God. Because I'm also reading a book about, maybe you're not hearing from God because you aren't listening. So take the time and read the Word. I have been reading my Bible. I actually have been reading in Psalms, and I absolutely love it. And I always do my prayers talking or writing. Sometimes I write down my prayers, and that just helps me. But also, we need to sit down and just listen and be in God's presence. And that way He can speak to us and tell us exactly what we need to do. So if you have doubt, just know it's okay. You are going to be okay. If you just keep pursuing God and keep going, you will get through this. I'm going to say a prayer now. Dear God, I pray that as everyone who is listening, that if they struggle with doubt, that it would bring them closer to You. As they spend time in the Word and talking with You and being in Your presence, I pray that You just become so close to them. I pray that when they pray to You, they be honest and open. And I pray that their relationship with You continues to grow. I pray no matter what they are struggling with, that they come to You and know that You are King and You love them and You will help them through everything. Please remind them of Your love and Your grace and Your goodness, and how they can have faith even if they are doubting, that faith is stronger than doubt. You are stronger than doubt. I pray You help them with whatever they need, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to Katie's Christian Chat, first official episode. I am going to be updating pretty much almost every day. Sometimes it varies. I'll have some days where weeks where I just update Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I may update every day. I may update just on the weekends. My update schedule is kind of up in the air, but I will be updating, I promise. You can always find me on social media as Katie the Writer on Instagram and Twitter, and Katie Loves Writing on Wattpad, and you can also find Katie Loves Writing on Facebook. And yeah, just send me a voice message for some topics. I'm so excited for you all to listen to Katie's Christian Chat. So thank you for listening. I love you all. Bye. See you in the next episode.